Bryant Street Publishing presents Seduction by Blood by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Dan Kelly. To Noel Varner, you make every project so much fun to work on. Thank you. Prologue. The scientist lifted his shaking hand to wipe his face. His laboratory was cold, telling him the fire had died down. He shivered even as a bead of perspiration rolled down his back. His stomach heaved as bile rose to his throat. He swallowed it down. Fear coiled deep in his gut. His eyes finally focused on his hands. They were stained with something. Blood. His terror increased. What the bloody hell had he done? He used all of his strength to push himself up off the sofa and stumbled over to the mirror. His clothes were covered with dirt, leaves, and grass. His face had more than a day's growth. The once perfectly tailored suit had been shredded as if something with claws had attacked him. What the bloody hell had happened to him? Foggy remnants of a terrifying dream danced through his brain, but he couldn't grasp what they represented. Shadowy recollections shifted, danced out of his reach. He closed his eyes and drew in a shaky breath. Since he'd begun the experiments, his life had grown confusing. Memories seemed to fade away, and he could not account for the time lost. He looked around the room and found a pitcher of water. He poured it into a bowl. It was not that fresh, but he did not care. Compared to where he had been the last few hours, he washed off his face. He scrubbed his skin raw, knowing no matter how clean he got it, nothing would wash the stain from his soul. 1. Exhausted and irritated, Malik followed Nico down the alleyway. The dark London night made it difficult for humans to see, but for the two of them, they had no problems. Vampires had above-average eyesight and nocturnal abilities. Of course, they spent most days sleeping and nights out and about, so it had always made sense to Malik. Still, it was times like these that he wished they did not have these abilities. The stench of rotting garbage and human waste filled the heavy air that seemed to cling to them as they walked silently. Usually, humans, the type that society had used, abused, and now had no use for, would lay scattered throughout the area. The lack of drunks passed out from the night before told him that everyone was avoiding the area. Unfortunately, it was for the same reason Nico had dragged him back to London. "This is getting a bit old," he muttered. Nico glanced at him over his shoulder with a look of apology. "Indeed, but I agreed with Cordelia. We need to fix this issue before the press takes off with it. Humans love this sort of thing. Not to mention what our own kind will do if maids are considered suspects. It will be a veritable feeding frenzy within society if that happens." Malik nodded, knowing his friend was correct. Within society, Malik was accepted. But every scare such as the one a few years ago, and now this one, would send the most powerful vampire houses into a panic. The whispers would start, and if they did not stop them in time, there would be problems. He just hated that it had dragged him to London. He would much prefer to be back in the country, being left alone. Since Nico had taken his seat on the council for the Vampire Alliance, Malik had found himself in London more times than he liked. He continued to follow his friend down the alley. They came upon the woman they'd been called in to assess. The odour of tainted blood filled his senses. He stepped up beside Nico. Blood was everywhere, on her clothes, her face, and the wall behind her. The woman's blue eyes were open, expressionless, and cold. "Lord, the smell." Nico made a rude sound. "It is turning my stomach." He nodded in agreement and looked closely at the woman, who had been lying dead for hours. No one had noticed her. Not one person had stopped until a night watchman, who also happened to be a vampire, had found her. His alert was not to his supervisor, but to the Alliance. Malik had to hand it to the young vampire. Light was coming soon. "It's not her, though." Nico glanced at him again, then back down at the woman. "Indeed, it's the perpetrator. He has tainted blood. Do you think he's made?" Malik walked around,